Sherman Dorn is an associate professor of education and the president of USF's chapter of United Faculty of Florida, or UFF. He said that 98% of employees who voted were in favor of the contract. All members of the bargaining unit were eligible to vote. Under the contract, the university will spend about $150 million per year on faculty salaries, benefits, and other provisions, Dorn said.
I'm relieved, and I think most of my colleagues are relieved, to have at least a little bit of a raise over the next year, given the current economic circumstances. In addition, the university agreed with us to start a paid parental leave program, which is important for retention of young faculty. It gives faculty and other professional employees in our bargaining unit paid parental leave upon the birth or adoption of a child. We also agreed in principle on starting a domestic partnership health insurance stipend program that we need to follow up with in future bargaining sessions.
But it's unclear whether domestic partner benefits will withstand legal scrutiny in the state. Last month, Florida voters passed Amendment 2, which defined marriage in the Florida Constitution as between, quote, only one man and one woman, and provides that, quote, no other legal union that is treated as marriage or the substantial equivalent thereof shall be valid or recognized. In May, the Michigan Supreme Court decided that their marriage amendment prohibits public employers, like state universities, from offering benefits to unmarried couples. Dorn said that if the faculty union and USF finalize details of a domestic partnership benefits program, legal issues may still exist.
We still need to come up with a structure of a program, and we also have to find a funding source that we can use legally. And then there, of course, is the issue of Amendment 2 that's hanging over all domestic partner programs in the state. But I assume that by the time we come up with a new collective bargaining agreement, at least I hope that would be settled in favor of allowing domestic partner benefits to continue around the state.
The faculty union and USF have had contentious battles over contracts in the past, including in 2004, when UFF pondered a strike. Before the USF Board of Trustees unanimously approved the contract with UFF Thursday morning, Provost Ralph Wilcox expressed his appreciation to both bargaining teams.
That labored long and hard over a period of several months to get us to this point.
The USF trustees also considered future tuition increases and the probability of reduced revenue from the state. Florida's budget deficit is $2.3 billion this year and is projected to grow next year. That means the share of state funds going to USF and other higher education institutions is expected to continue to decline, USF President Judy Genshaft said.
Last year, we took a 10.6% decrease of permanent funds. This year, we've already received a 4% decrease in permanent funds, and we're anticipating another approximately 5% decrease in permanent funds.
Last month, Governor Charlie Crist suggested that the legislature should allow all 11 universities to increase tuition up to 15% per year. If the legislature goes along with the idea and a school opts to raise tuition, then 30% of the extra funds would have to be used to reduce tuition and fees for low-income students. The remaining amount would not be enough to make up declines in funding from the state, Genshaft said, but all state university presidents, quote, believe this is a step in the right direction. Provost Wilcox said that a tuition increase will be considered.
If we're looking to preserve both access to a higher education and preserve quality, and one would hope increase both access and increase quality of higher education, resources have to come from somewhere. And we probably wouldn't be contemplating the governor's proposal were it not for the fact that the state is now in a $2.3 billion deficit in the current year, projected to even grow in the next year. The likelihood of continuing state funding at current levels is diminishing every day, I think.
A report by the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education released earlier this month concluded that although Florida state universities have among the lowest tuitions in the country, the state ranks near the bottom in affordability. President Judy Genshaft said that that report would not deter her from considering further tuition increases at USF.
Well, the tuition is very, very low, and as you heard, the 92% of our freshmen, for example, have bright futures. The tuition increase would go above Bright Futures up to 15%. This is something all the presidents are supporting. The governor's proposal is something that will make a difference for us. It must be used for instructional purposes. We care about our students. We want them to succeed, and we want them to graduate so we can offer more classes and really meet their needs.
Provost Wilcox said that tuition is only a small fraction of the total cost of going to college, and praised the governor's tuition increase plan because of how it could help lower-income students.
Certainly, the obligation of institutions to draw off a full one-third of revenues to set aside to allocate to those students to ensure access, affordable access for those students that can't afford the increase in tuition is an absolutely essential component from the university's vantage point.
State Representative Ray Sansom accepted a $110,000 per year position at Northwest Florida State College on the day he became Speaker of the House last month. Sansom, a Republican from Destin, helped appropriate more than $25 million to the school earlier this year. Several newspaper editorials and the chair of the Florida Democratic Party have called on Sansom to resign one or both positions. WMNF asked USF President Judy Genshaft whether Sansom's pattern of steering state funds to Northwest Florida State College might have decreased the amount of funding available to other schools like USF.
We all are working together to make sure that we are funded as best as possible given the scenario that the state is dealing with right now. I know that we have legislators very concerned about higher education. And all we can do is work together and make a difference.
The next regular USF Board of Trustees meeting will be on March 12th. You can learn more about USF or the United Faculty of Florida's USF chapter by following links on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.